Next, here's John Thornley to present the second of two programmes of the Urban Folk Songs of Greece, Rebetika, the Greek Blues.
Για σένα κλαίγω, μανά μου γλυκιά μάμα, και υποφέρω αχ με στην ζενίδια.
Mother, it is for you I weep in this land of my exile. The voice of Antonis Dalgas, one of the greatest Greek popular singers of his time. Dalgas was born in Constantinople. He was one of the many musicians who came to Greece after the Greek military defeat in Asia Minor in 1922 and the subsequent exchange of minorities between Greece and Turkey. Greeks had lived in Anatolia for centuries during the Ottoman Empire. Smyrna and Constantinople, now renamed Izmir and Istanbul, had been two of the largest and most cosmopolitan Greek settlements anywhere in the world, and for these refugees, the Greek mainland seemed like a foreign country. The music they brought was different too, much more oriental in flavour. The melody of that song is actually Turkish in origin, and the bowed lira, played there by Lambros Leondaridis, also from Constantinople, is the small one known as the lira of Smyrna, and it's practically identical with the Turkish Kemençe. And there are several features we'll hear in other popular Greek songs in this programme. The music isn't in a Western key at all, but in a Turkish makam or mode. The modes were known to the Greek musicians as dromi, roads. And the improvised instrumental introduction to the song, which explores the particular road or scale of the mode, is a taksimi, of the kind found in vocal music not only in Turkey, but throughout the Middle East and Central Asia. Even the singer's nickname is Turkish. His real name was Diamandidis, but he was called Dalgas, after the Turkish word for a wave or undulation, the description of his extraordinary singing style. Even before the exodus of 1922, these singers and their orchestras had become popular attractions at the cafes of Athens and Salonika, with exotic and rather risque dances such as the Aidinikos Choros, a Greek couples dance from Aidini or Aidin, southeast of Smyrna. Many of these songs of the Greeks from Asia Minor were known as amanes because of the Turkish word aman, which frequently interrupts the text. It's an exclamation that means something like alas or woe is me. And it gave its name to the whole style of Greek music from Asia Minor and to the café aman, the café bars where it was heard. Here's Rita Abatzi, born in Smyrna and one of the most famous Greek popular singers of the 1920s and 1930s, with a particularly fine Amanes song. Let every human being think upon the hour of death, when he will sink into the black earth and his name will disappear. The kanonaki, the box zither, another Middle Eastern instrument, is played here by Lambros Savaidis, and the violinist is Dimitrios Semsis, who worked in Salonika, Smyrna, Constantinople and Egypt before settling in Athens. You can often hear the musicians calling to one another by name like that in Greek popular recordings of the 1920s and 1930s. It was probably intended as a name check to make sure the listeners knew who was singing and playing, just in case their names didn't end up on the label, as sometimes happened. There, Rita Abatzi was exchanging compliments with the violinist, Salonikiemu, for Semsis was known as the man from Salonika, and that little dance at the end was a tifteteli, a belly dance, yet another memory of the Ottoman Empire. After 1922, over a million Greek refugees from Turkey flooded into mainland Greece, many of them heading for the cities, Athens, its port of Piraeus, and Salonika in the north. Life was hard for the refugees in the new shanty towns that sprang up in the suburbs. Many had left everything behind them, and the poverty and crowded and insanitary conditions caused severe epidemics, crime, drug addiction. One songwriter who'd seen these living conditions at first hand was Yanis Eitseridis, better known as Jovan Tsaus, Yanis the Sergeant, for he'd served in the Turkish army. Jovan Tsaus had started off his new life in Greece in 1923, living in a tent, like so many others, but he worked his way in Piraeus as a tailor, then turned his shop into an ouzo bar, making enough money to build a two-story house. His songs, which he wrote with his wife, Ekaterini, are really character studies of the down-and-outs he saw on the streets around him, near his home by the railway station. People like the Prezakias, the junkie. My clothes are rags, full of holes. I live in a railway freight car and sleep in a sack. Drugs have just wrecked me. But when I get high, my friend, Athens is all mine.
Παίζαμε φάρμακο σε τέλειωση ζωή.
Prezakias, the portrait of a drug addict, with Andonis, that's the singer, the engineer Andonis Kalivopoulos, accompanied by the composer Jovan Tsaus, playing not a bouzouki, but a tambura, a Turkish saz. Jovan Tsaus recorded most of his songs in Athens between 1935 and 1937, but he stopped because of the censorship imposed on many rebetika songs by the right-wing dictator General Metaxas. Rebetika had always dealt with rough, tough subjects, the criminal and antisocial underdogs of the city, their complicated or non-existent love lives, and their feeling of alienation from society. Now, the songs had to change to survive at all in the new repressive climate, and the singers themselves had to become less suspect of smoking keef and running around with girls they weren't married to. You had to be careful. Metaxas had just exiled 800 pot smokers to the island of Ios. The musician who managed to transform the Rebetiko song and its image was a young songwriter from a family who ran a cafe in the northern Greek town of Trikala. He wore sharp suits, had a neat little moustache, and played the bouzouki and baglama with great style, just like the old Rebetas. His name was Vasilis Tsitsanis. It's true that Tsitsanis did write some songs about hash dens, using the old slang of the mangas, the heavy guys, including a song that never got recorded called The Litany, about a mangas who goes into church and smokes so much that even the archangels get high. But most of Tsitsanis' songs moved away from this criminal milieu to a more personal sense of rebellion and loss with which a wider Greek public could identify. All the same, the songs were still sharp, socially critical, and in the first person singular. And they touched a nerve with the Greek audience. Iacharisti is the song of a man who's been forced to live abroad for some unnamed crime, which was renamed a problem in the published and recorded version, because the implication otherwise would have been that he was probably a trades unionist or a communist who'd been forced to flee the country. What makes this political exile so disillusioned is that the woman he loved is having a good time and swimming in wealth, but isn't in the least concerned about him. So he puts a curse on her to make her feel the same torments of the heart.
Στο καιρό για μένα αγάπησα, δυστύχησα για σένα. Και σε
the Acharisti, the ungrateful woman, a typical tirade against the Archondissa, the Greek archetype of the rich bitch who doesn't care, sung by Tsitsanis himself with Ioanna Yorgakopoulou and Stelakis Perpignadis. I think it shows, too, how Tsitsanis mixed the Turkish influence on Greek popular music with the Neapolitan strain that had been part of the Athens light music tradition since the early 1800s. During the years of the Second World War and the German occupation from 1941 to 1944, there was little opportunity for recording rebel songs in Greece. But Rebetika was still being composed and sung in secret. In 1943, Tsitsanis wrote a song about a Jewish girl whom he'd been in love with and who'd been taken away during the general deportations to the concentration camps in Poland, from where she never came back. We parted one twilight with tears in our eyes. When I think of all the beautiful evenings with you, the kisses, the caresses, I wait with longing in my heart. Perhaps you will return? Και Boris Amena Zilino. That 1949 recording of the wartime song by Tsitsanis was sung by Prodromos Tsousakis and Ioanna Yurgakopoulou. By 1949, another war was ending for the Greeks, the Civil War, and there was another separation, another form of exile, for the convicted communists and left-wingers who'd fought against the government, or who'd simply supported the uprising. They were banished, often for many years, to work camps on Makronissos and other islands of the Aegean. For obvious reasons, there were few actively partisan songs supporting them, but many of the rebetika were turned into torch songs for the women who waited. Be a little patient. Even if you can't hold him in your embrace now, someday he will return. He will come back to you, and love will rise again. Don't forget him. Be a little patient. Kane ligaki epomoni. This song was still banned in Athens in the early 1950s, and it's sung here in its original 1948 recording by the controversial singer who made it famous, the veteran Sotiria Belou, and Tsitsanis himself. Ligaki Ipomoni, Have a Little Patience, sung by Sotiria Belou, who's still alive and still singing rebetika in Athens, where they've undergone a renaissance in recent years. Sotiria Belou is one of the last great characters of Greek popular rebetiko, a stormy temperament, and not noted herself for having a little patience. When she was arrested for the last time, 2 years ago, she was cautioned at the police station for gambling at barbouti, dice. "You know, Mrs. Belou," said the young station sergeant, politely but severely, "it's illegal to play at dice for money in Athens." "Ma, nearemu, my dear young man," said Belou, "I live in Athens. Where am I supposed to go to play dice?" Still, we've come a long way from the drug-fueled lawlessness of the early singers and their folk heroes in this final song, which is another of Tsitsanis' coded messages of escapism and frustration, recorded during the late 1940s. Synephiasmeni Kyriaki, Cloudy Sunday. It's become one of the national anthems of rebetika, a Greek version of the melancholy Verlaine poem about it raining in one's heart just as it rains on the town. In winter in Athens, there are many depressing days that remind you of the day you lost all your joy in life. Cloudy Sunday, you're like my heart. You make my life dark. When I see the rain, I can't get a moment's peace. In this late 1940s recording, Sotiria Belou, Prodromos Tsousakis, and, in a sort of musical dramatization of the clouds moving across the sky, the bouzouki of Vasilis Tsitsanis.
περασμένη Κυριακή. Μοιάζεις με την καρδιά μου.
Sunday. And that ends these two programs of Greek rebetika songs presented and produced by John Thornley.